This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the final hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is youngest son Patrick. Be taking over at the helm for those of you who are just joining us and are unaware. Unfortunately, on the 13th of August, my father, Paul, passed away. So it was his wishes that the show go on. As they say, the show must go on. He's been training me all my life to be doing this and to answer these types of questions. I had the greatest teacher there is out there in the gardening industry to get me to this point. So hopefully I can do my best to fill in for you and answer everyone's garden questions. As my first show is officially at the helm, I already had my first stump with Beth earlier, so those are going to happen. I'm going to do my best to try and learn from those and answer those questions as soon as I can. So hopefully, Beth, you're still listening, and hopefully I got the answer right. Just email us and let us know if I did, so I can make sure I get you the right answer if I didn't. I want to make sure that everyone out there is getting that education, because the only way we're going to get back to earth, back to being green, back to a better place to live in is by taking care of ourselves and our gardens and educating ourselves and getting better for it. So hopefully I got the right answer. If not, I will learn from it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock. And then, as I said, this is the first week I'll be at the helm, and we'll be taking over every Sunday, do everything we can to help out. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So we're going to try to get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Peter in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Glad to hear that you're there to take over for your father.
Thank you.
I have one question about watermelons. My sister had planted watermelons. Now, how do you know when they're ready to take off?
Take off the stem is what you're asking?
Yeah.
So depending upon the size of it and what you're looking for, you want that, that darker green look to the watermelon. You don't want it to be that almost that like lime green color. Sometimes if you notice when it's that dark green at first and it starts to turn a little bit into that lime green, it's going past. usually, depending upon the variety of watermelon, what I like to do is when you, if you buy it by seed or by plant, it takes X amount of days for it to have the fruit completely produced. Depending, sometimes it'll say 90 days, sometimes it'll say 60 days, sometimes it'll say 75 days. So what I like to do with that is look at it and say, okay, all right, so it was planted on this day. Today is this day. How many days has that been? Has it been 60? Has it been 90? If you're getting close, you're probably in a good spot to do it. The other thing is when you feel the watermelon itself, if it's like really squishy or if it's way too hard, you know, if it's too squishy, it might be overripe. But, you know, just basically what you're looking for is, you know, when you go into the grocery store, this time of year is when watermelons are coming in from outside of the, out of New England or out of your area. You know, usually watermelon will start early and it'll come from like California, Florida, Texas.
Yeah.
When you, if you go by any like farm stands or local farmers market, that type of thing, usually what they'll start to do is they'll start to tell you local produce is coming in, local watermelon, that type of thing. You're usually not that far behind. So that's just another way of, like, looking at it without actually having to look at the plant completely.
Now, they used to tell me when the stem on, where the stem is connected to the watermelon, when that starts to turn, you know, then you could take them off.
That's exactly right as well. There's multiple ways to get to the same end goal there. The stem will start to turn maybe a little bit withered, that type of thing, because the stem is pushing all the water into it, all the nutrients, etc., into it. So when that does turn, starts to change on you, that would be a good time as well.
Yeah, okay.
So there's multiple ways to get to the same end goal. Just kind of depends on how you interpret it and how you want to work with the garden, that type of thing.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call, Peter.
All right. And thank you for taking over.
Thanks. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Donna in Holbert.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
My condolences. I met you when you were about 13 years old at Yards of Pleasure in Holbrook with your dad. You were his gopher running here, there, and there. And he also had quite a few remotes over in Sion's over in Abington. And I would stand there for hours just listening to him. I loved your dad so
thank
much.
Thank you.
So listen, I have this very invasive weed. It's growing through all my perennial gardens. It has been the whole season. Normally, I used to put down weed and feed, and I didn't the last 2 years. It's got like a red stem, comes with like three leaves every, say, 2 or 3 inches, and then it has this pretty little blue flower, but it's strangling my roses. It's strangling all my perennials. It can grow like 2 feet tall almost. Do you know what that is, and how do I get rid of it?
Well, so I don't know the exact name of it. I know what you're describing, but since it's coming through your plants itself, it's kind of hard to use a herbicide or something along those lines.
Yeah.
The ones that they make a herbicide that could kill like grassy type weeds coming through, like a juniper or something along those lines, that you can use over the top. It'll say there was a product out there called Over the Top 2 that you could use, but it's more of like a grassy type. Unfortunately, when it's involved into a plant, most herbicides aren't selective.
Right.
So they spraying, it's going to just kill everything.
Yeah, I've been pulling them, but they seem to come back, you know, 2 and 3 times.
Yeah, so the one thing you got to kind of do is make sure when you pull them, because since they're through the plant, get as much of that root system out as possible.
They're coming through the mulch, you know?
Yeah, no, I know, and mulch is usually, depending upon the mulch, is supposed to help with the weed prevention, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
you could definitely at this time, if they're really starting to be more, and they usually happen because of, you know, the heat pushes them out.
Right.
And the weather we've been having in Massachusetts is, we've had more rain than the normal. Okay. Technically, I think we're still in a drought, but I think we'll be in a drought for like ever,
right.
The way the rain has gone. But then the heat, and then these are heat tolerant and they love the heat type weeds and they just pop right out.
Right.
So one of the things I would suggest doing is pulling out as much as you can and then putting on like a preen, like a pre-emergent type weed killer.
That's what I was going to do, but it will still work this late in the season, right?
Well, yeah, so it will, because you're killing as much and it has to regrow. Because it's basically under the soil at this point. So what I would suggest doing is, you said there's mulch around the plants. Remove some of the mulch and pull the mulch away just for now.
Okay.
And pull everything to the side. And then from there, see when you pull the roots out, if you can see, does it have shoots, which I believe it does have shoots that are going through the plant, going to other areas. So it allows it to live longer. And try to get as much of that up as possible.
And how about next year? What should I do? Just the preen?
I'd definitely do the preen. And if you can put any landscape fabric down, that would be so beneficial to help out. You know, get some that the water will be able to go through. There's only usually one or two types that you can use that aren't that bad for the water to go through. So those are definitely some things that I would do.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. And have a great day.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bone-Eyed Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bone-Eyed Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. A couple calls before the break, Peter was talking about watermelons, and just to find out exactly when they're ripe. I was just doing a little bit more research because I wanted to make sure I had all the right information. But it's not only looking at the stem. What it is there's the small, like, spoon-shaped leaf that is right before the watermelon itself. That will start to dry out as well and turn brown. The other thing you can do is look on the side of the watermelon that sits on the ground and see what colors it is. It's going to turn from white to cream or yellowish, and that's going to tell you that it is ripe. I just wanted to make sure I got that information out there, so I had a little bit more, but there are multiple ways to figure it out as well. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Rich in Cape Cod.
Rich, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Question about roses for you.
Okay.
I got a patch of roses that normally do very well. We treat them very well. We mulch them up in the winter, spray them with anti-desiccant spray once a month. I'll use Bayer 3-in-1 Rose Care, and they usually do very well. But out of nowhere this year, about a week or so ago, they dropped all their leaves. Like, all in their green. And they weren't. There's a couple of fungusy leaves. There's a few that were yellow, like nothing out of the ordinary. But for the most part, they were all green. They all just dropped and were sitting on the ground all green. We took a look at it. We seemed to think maybe it's wet feet because there was an irrigation issue where it was coming on every day. I'm not 100% sure on that. I wanted to see, get your thoughts on it.
All right, so the just a couple questions so I can make sure I have everything. So, like, every leaf dropped off, or just, like, the majority, or, like, half, or...
It started off with, like, two. It actually all began. We had some spider mites on hydrangea plants that were next to them, and they started losing leaves, so we sprayed them with all seasons oil, and it arrested the problem there. And then it looked like it was moving on to the roses, where, like, the first two next to them started losing their leaves, too. So we sprayed the roses. And then we came, it's actually at a customer's house. We were landscapers, and we came back the next week, and it looked like it had spread. About maybe, like, half the leaves were gone, and they were they were still dropping them. Like, you touch the rose, and then green leaves were just falling off. And as it stands now, there's about, like, I don't know, 10% of the leaves still on the plants, and they've all dropped pretty much.
Okay, and when you sprayed, what was the temperature like outside? Was it really hot?
Yeah, it was 80, something like that.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, higher than 85, would you say?
It might have been just around there. It was pretty warm.
Okay, some of the oils, what they can do is when you spray, when it's 80, it's usually, the cutoff should be about 80. The package will say 85 degrees. Anything hotter than that, it can actually burn the plant and cause some shock to it. That could be part of it. But what you also said, which made sense to me, was the irrigation issue. You said it was just going on every day. There wasn't like a leak or anything along those lines.
There was a malfunction, and it was coming on every day, and sections weren't shutting off. So, like, the first section would come on, and then that would never shut off, and it would be on the entire day. And then the section that the roses were on were about midway through the cycle, so it would be on, I guess it was coming on every day, and since it wouldn't shut off, that would be on, I don't know, for about, I guess, a couple hours a day, it would pan out to be, which we've since remedied that situation, so that's why we think it might have been a wet feet.
It definitely sounds like it. You know, there's the deep watering, then there's the really, 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 really deep watering, which was happening. So it seems like it, because overwatering can have the same effects that it looks like underwatering, as you know.
Yeah.
So it could be dropping all of its leaves because it's just in shock. One of the things I would suggest doing for you is getting the Protolizer from Natural Alternatives. You can actually give them a call if you can't get it in your local area. I can give you the phone number here. It's 888-546-5941. Again, 888-546-5941. That's like a help starter fertilizer that could just help rejuvenate it, and it might do some beneficial for you. So you can definitely try that. But watch out on the watering there, because like you said, it could be wet feet.
Okay, thank you. You don't think it's not too late?
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After more than a week of tributes to the late Senator John McCain, a private burial service is scheduled for this afternoon for McCain at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Yesterday, at a memorial service at Washington's National Cathedral, among the many who spoke was McCain's daughter, Megan.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing
not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly.
Many believe that was a jab at President Trump, who was not invited to yesterday's service. The U.S. is officially suspending $300 million in aid to Pakistan over what President Trump says is its failure to act decisively against Taliban insurgents. He accuses Pakistan of protecting insurgents who are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Rich on Cape Cod, and we got cut off, Rich. So you were asking another question after I talked about the wet feet. You said you had said something. I just want to go back to that. What was that?
I was worried if it was too late to beat them with, like, fertilizer or something like that at this point in the year, because they will be going to dormancy in a couple of months.
Yeah, so we do have a couple of months, but what I wanted, one of the reasons why I wanted you to do something to it is just give something back to it. You're on the Cape, so your season goes a little bit longer than, you know, northern New England, that type of thing.
Right.
So I just want you to be able to give something back to it. You could also use like a rose tone at half the rate from a spoma to give something back to the fertilizing it that way. And then kind of let it dry out a little bit. It seems like you already have done that aspect, but I just want to make sure that you give something back to the plant, because every time a plant gets weakened, it's more susceptible to disease and long-term issues. So I just think this is something that's it's kind of like giving yourself vitamins after you've been sick, or giving yourself like an antibiotic, doing that type of thing. I want to see you do something to give back to it a little bit to help it out, but don't overdo it. That's why right now it's still, it's September 2nd. You still should have some time to fertilize it and give it something back.
Right, and still continue with the 3-in-1, because we do that like once a month, and that'll be due like I think in the middle of this month. So I should still continue with that.
Yes, right? Definitely, because it you should have another couple months of growing. And because it was weakened, it's more susceptible for those insects and diseases as well. So it's just like on any other plant, if it, you know, has a break somewhere or it hasn't been watered or it has an issue, by fertilizing it and getting it stronger is going to make it stronger for the next thing that happens to it to try and build through that and go through that type of thing.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot.
Thanks, Rich, for the phone call, and good luck, and hope everything works out for you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, can we move right back to the phone lines? Who's up next?
Art in New Hampshire.
Art, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. First of all, my condolences to you and your family. The sudden loss of your father is something beyond description for you, I imagine. Listened to him for a long time and learned a lot. Okay, a couple of questions here. Number one. We have numerous old, and what I mean by old is well over 100 years old, apple trees, which are not doing well. First of all, they lose their leaves early in the season. You know, not all of them, but most of the leaves come off. Not much fruit is... can be seen, and more importantly, probably is there's a scale all over the trees. It looks like a scale, but I understand it's actually a bug. Now that's affecting those old apple trees. We have a few newer ones, newer meaning like 10 years old. They're getting the scale on them also, and I also I see this what looks like the same scale on blueberry bushes. How do I get rid of it? Is that a bug, and how do I get rid of it?
So is it on the leaves, or is it on the branching? Is it on the trunk?
On the branching, yeah.
And what color is it?
It looks to me like a grayish-white scale. But as I say, I have been told it's actually a bug. I don't know. And it's killing a lot of the older apple trees. Some of the a lot of the branches are dead. The trees definitely need pruning. We haven't done that, but I'd like to get to the basis of the problem and even fertilize the apple trees if that will help. And what do you recommend there? So okay. Anyway,
All right. So a couple of things, and we'll start maybe from the beginning with the fruiting issues and the. Just the issues of dropping the leaves, etc. We can start with that at the beginning. One of the things that's been happening the past couple of years is we've had warm-ups early in the season, then it gets cold, and it can actually affect fruit trees in a different way, and it can actually cut off some of the blossoms that come out. If we get a late frost, it can actually affect the blossoms, which would cut back on the amount of fruit. You're saying these are 100 years old. One of the things I would look at is try to do a little bit of pruning on the trees to allow what you're doing is you're going to that plant and you're taking out some of the older branches, but what you're doing is allowing some of that newer growth to get in there, some of the sunlight to get into the center of the plants. You can actually do the pruning on that once the leaves completely fall off. I know you already said that a bunch of leaves have fallen off, that type of thing. But once all the leaves have fallen off, you can actually tell where the cross branches are, or branches that are rubbing on each other, or sucker growth. What I like to look at, so the cross branches are ones that are going through the middle of the plant and on top of another branch, or shading out the entire center, that type of thing. The branches that are touching, that are rubbing up against each other, those can actually affect each other by, a lot of those need to come out. The other thing I want you to look at is for sucker growth. What sucker growth looks like is it basically is like straight up and down. If it comes off the side of the plant, you're going to notice that it's going to come out a little bit, and then just shoot straight up. That sucker growth is taking away water and nutrients from the plant as well. You can actually, it's not just on the trunk itself, it can be on the branching as well. Take a look at it. You'll notice the difference on branching. You'll notice that some are going to be at angles, some are going to be like that. But anything that's straight up and down, you know, when you step back from the plant, you'll be able to tell which ones it is. That sucker growth is taking away from the development of the plant itself. So I would definitely take those out. The best time to be doing any pruning for most trees is actually like late fall, winter, because you can see where you're going. You don't have those leaves to be in front of you. I know you said that the leaves, a lot of them have dropped, but wait a little bit until afterwards. As far as the scale, you would want to use like a horticultural oil. Bonite has a great product called All Seasons Oil. It can be done all times during the year. That's why it's considered all seasons. The one thing about it is, though, you don't want to use it when it's really hot and it's 85 or hotter. I usually like to say 80 degrees or hotter. I believe most packages will actually say 85 or hotter. Just think about it. If you go to the beach, instead of using sunscreen, you put oil on your skin. Your skin's going to burn. I know that was the way it used to be. You'd go to the beach and put oil on so you could get that tan, but that's not what we want to do with the plants. By putting oil on something and then having it at 90 degrees, you're burning the plant. It can do long-term damage. You want to actually take care of these scale insects, and by using that horticultural oil, that's the best way to kill scale. What it does is it suffocates the insect in there, and it will actually kill it that way. Now, as far as a fertilizer, what I'd want you to do is for the fall and then again for the spring, I want you to look at getting either a tree tone or a plant tone or one of the tones from a spoma. And the way to fertilize any tree is by its at the drip line of the plant. So however wide the apple tree is, that's at the end of the branching, that's what's considered the drip line. That's where you're actually going to fertilize the plant with this granular fertilizer. You want to follow the instructions to a T on the back of the bag. In the fall, you're going to do half the rate that it tells you. In the spring, you're going to do the regular full rate. Another thing that I would suggest doing to help maybe produce a little bit more, it would help with the roots and it would also help with the production of the blossoms that you're getting, is by using like a triple phosphate in the spring or a super phosphate. That is a heavy middle number. That middle number helps develop the root system and it helps develop blossoms. Some companies will call it like blossom booster. They'll have like a 10-52-10 or a 0-52-0. A lot of them I've seen is like a 0-44-0. That's the old style that you could use in the spring. That's probably going to be your best bet for next spring to fertilize all the apple trees to give you a little bit more. So hopefully the combination of all those different things can help benefit your trees for the future for you.
One more question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, you're still there. Okay. Blueberries, should they also be sprayed with the horticultural oil if they've got the scale on them that I mentioned earlier?
Yes. What I want you to do with that is look on the back of the package before you eat any of the blueberries. The same thing with the apples. If you're going to eat any of either of them, it'll tell you how many days prior to eating the fruit, you can spray it and still be fine. It is organic, but at the same time, you're spraying for a reason. You know, you're spraying for the insect or whatnot. It's just an extra way to be protected. But you can definitely use it on the blueberries as well.
And just one final question concerning blueberries. I don't know the name of it, of this invasive species. It's a fun fungus, I believe. It looks like a bird's nest, okay? And it attaches to the stems of the bluebird bushes. I understand it comes from pine trees. In fact, the other day I saw next to a pine tree coming from the ground the very same item. As I say, I think it's a fungus. Other than just cutting them out of the bluebird bush, is there anything you can spray or used to fight this fungus?
So you could be using like for preventative maintenance, using like a like a Serenade or one of those products. Those are organic uses for fungicides. Those might help. The other thing what might help as well is taking a look at the plant and almost pruning it the same way you would prune your apple tree to allow some of the light to come into that base of the plant. And I'm not talking take out large parts of it, but allow some light to get into the center so that it can make sure that the fungus doesn't stay. Most funguses like to stay in cool, damp areas, and by having it in the center there, it's shading it out, so that could be part of the effect. So definitely look at that to do that for your blueberries.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's time to get your lawn growing strong and green. Start today with Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food. It contains Biotone, Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening, deeper roots, and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food should be applied now and then again multiple times during the season, in the spring, late summer, and in the fall. Spread evenly on a recently mowed lawn, including newly seeded and sodded areas. Water lightly after application and you're done. Like all Espoma products, All-Season Lawn Food is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find it at a fine garden center. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. All season lawn food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So we got time for maybe one phone call, so let's go right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn in Cumberland.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. My condolences go out to you and your family.
Thank you. I listened
to your father's show for many years. I even went on some of his trips
and
enjoyed him very, very much. I will miss him very much, and I'm so glad you stepped into his position.
Thank you.
I have a question today about my Rosa Sharon. My Rosa Sharon I've had for many years, and it faces the west. This year, only half of it bloomed with flowers, of which the flowers are still on there. Another quarter of it didn't have anything for the longest time. Finally, it budded, and there are buds and leaves on there. And now the other quarter of it has nothing on the branches. However, I do see some little, looks like red berries here and there on that bush. I don't know what that is, and I don't know if I'm going to lose the Rose of Sharon. Can I do anything about it? I just want to tell you there used to be, not far from it, a tall evergreen tree. Maybe it protected it somewhat. I don't know. But during the winter storm, it fell and had to be taken down. So now there's nothing there.
Yeah, so a Rose of Sharon is one of those plants where you're looking at it all spring, and you're like, all right, looks like a stick. Okay.
Yes.
When's it going to have leaves? Okay. And then all of a sudden, it's like the middle of July, and you haven't paid attention to it because you're like, I know that it takes a while, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's got leaves.
Yes.
And that's kind of what's happened to you. The thing about it is this winter was a little crazy, and it probably did some damage to the plant. And I think that's why you're having this late start, if you will, with it. Because,
yes.
So we had, the beginning of February, we had an 80-degree day. And then as we went on, we had nor'easter after nor'easter after nor'easter after nor'easter. And that really just really hurt the trees and shrubs out there. Affected their blooming times, affected that. The area of your shrub that has the most that doesn't have any leaves, I would scratch the bark, see if it's green under there. If it's brown, cut it out. If it's green, leave it for now. The other area that was late, see how it blooms and take and go from there. You also want to fertilize now with like a tree tone or a plant tone with half the rate, and then I want you to fertilize it again in the spring. But in the spring, what I want you to use to help with the blossoms is superphosphate, a heavy middle number, like a 0.440. That's going to help with the blooms for next year and help everything, but you want to do that early in like April to really help benefit it. So those couple things there should help you. I'm not sure that the evergreen itself was doing much of anything other than maybe protecting it from the wind.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the winter was still, as much as we didn't have as much snow, it still wasn't that great for plants. We want snow early to keep the ground the same temperature throughout the winter so there's not a freeze-thaw effect, and that's not what we had this year. So that's
now,
why some of the damage could be there.
What would the berries do? Did you ever see one with berries on it? I have never seen berries.
It might have gone to seed at that point. I just cut those out, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Caroline, for the phone call. You have a great day. I'll be joining everybody next week. We'll be moving on to show number two. This was number one for me as officially at the helm. You know, I want to say thank you to my father for everything he's ever done for me. I miss you. Love you. I'm going to do everything I can to be as great as you are in this position. Big shoes to fill, but I'm going to try to do it. You know, one thing I want everybody out there to really look at and do, go out and plant something. Is it a shrub? Is it a tree? Is it an annual? Just do something, plant something, and make this place a better world. We'll see you next week.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.